Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Real Stories of Success podcast series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages, and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, as well as the American Society of Journalists and Authors. She is a premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals, organizations in the media everywhere, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Us Weekly, and even leading business magazine, Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. Today's special guest is Andrea Siddig-Rolf, president and founder of Siddig Incorporated, a columnist with WomanEntrepreneur.com and author of Rev Your Resume. Andrea's expertise has been featured in several media outlets, including national television's Fox News and Fox Business News. So, Andrea, thank you so much for joining us, and Annie, you as well.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to welcome our wonderful Real Story guest expert today, Andrea. And Andrea is a client of ours that we are delighted to work with. I'm going to give you the label, the perfect client. Andrea has met us halfway in every single thing that we've asked her to do. She is magnificent, and she's achieved a tremendous level of success. So, Andrea, before we begin, why don't you tell everyone who you are, what it is you do, the name of your website so that people can visit right now as we're talking, and sort of follow our story a little bit with your website online.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks for having me. So I started my company 8 years ago. The name of my company is Siddig Incorporated, and the website is SiddigInc.com. That's S like Sam, I-T-T-I-G-I-N-C.com. And I created a program called the Blitz Experience that is a one-day activity-based new business development program, and it empowers salespeople to set appointments with real prospects during the course of the program so that at the end of the day, they have a full pipeline of new opportunities that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So thank you for sharing that with us. Now, prior to coming to Annie Jennings PR, you mentioned that you had an experience, and we wanted to talk a little bit about what your experience with another style PR firm. We certainly will never mention any names, but we're just going to talk about a style of PR known as retainer-based publicity. Now, many people know, and of course, most people are aware that Annie Jennings PR is famous for our pay-for-placement publicity programs. Today we're going to parallel the two programs and talk about the deliverables and the benefits to clients simply like Andrea, and Andrea is going to share her real story with each. So Andrea, you do have a real story experience to share with a retainer-based PR. Tell us what happened.
Well, you know, I found out about this whole PR thing and publicity and started to understand what it could do for my business in terms of credibility and exposure and all those wonderful things to drive folks to my website, to get them to buy my books, sign up for my training, and so on. And the only sort of PR that I'd ever been exposed to was retainer-based. I just thought that's what it was. And I think that you don't know what you don't know. And if you think that's the only option, then that's what you end up doing. But the bad thing about that is, you know, you're paying this exorbitant, in my mind, monthly fee, regardless of results. I mean, in 9 months, I spent $45,000, and I got 3 placements. And I was hounding my publicist at the time constantly, saying, who are you calling? What are you doing? What, you know, what press kits are getting sent out? Because, you know, she wasn't really motivated. She was going to get the money regardless of her efforts and her and the results. And so I just thought, oh, there's got to be a better way, you know. So I went to Steve Harrison's publicity summit in New York last year, and several people, I mean, it's one of these, you know, universe things. When you hear this more than 3 times, from people, then you realize, oh, maybe I should look into this. I had several people say, have you heard of Annie Jennings PR? And I said, well, no, what's that? And they said, oh, they've got this great model. It's pay for placement. You pay for results. I'm like, ah, what a great idea. So that was all I needed. And I was on the phone, I mean, virtually the next day calling you up.
And it was wonderful to hear from you, too. And I love it. And I encourage everyone to just share our message with others, because the idea of pay for placement is to provide placements to our clients that empower our clients, that allow them to reach their optimal levels of success. So each client, when they walk through our doors, they're treated like royalty. And we help you expand, we help you grow, and we help you reach your dreams and live the life that you've always wanted to live using publicity. And the best part, you only have to pay us if we deliver the outcomes for you.
Right.
So that's pay for placement in a nutshell. So Andrea did come on with us, and we were able to get her, I think, several placements in a very short period of time, wouldn't you say?
Oh, you know, I had the first placement before you guys had the contract. I mean, Sarah is unbelievable. As you know, Sarah is my publicist. She's amazing. And I had signed the contract, and, you know, I'm getting ready to fax it, and she calls me up. She says, oh, by the way, Fox is interested in having you on. I'm like, I haven't even sent you the contract yet, and you've got a placement. Yeah, so she got me three placements instead of 9 months for $45,000. She got me three placements within about, I don't know, a month, three, 4 weeks maybe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, for a fraction of the price.
A fraction. Of the cost, yeah.
And remember, it was all a guaranteed deliverable. That is, Andrea would not have to pay the fee if these media placements did not air as we promised.
Right.
So any changes that take place, or what if she's canceled, there would be no fee.
Right.
So for a fraction of the price, she wound up with the same resources, or better perhaps, than by spending $45,000, spending a fraction of that money, and winding up with three very heavy hitter, high credibility, thought leader placements, now that she could add to her marketing program.
Right.
And that's a lot. Well, our listeners want to know how to turn this publicity gold, that is these major positioning placements, you and thought leaders, thought leader hosts, respected and celebrity hosts, you and the hosts talking on major media that's recognizable and respected by viewers and listeners everywhere. How did you turn this into a huge competitive advantage for yourself?
This is the single best marketing tool. I mean, I've been in business 8 years, and I've had a certain level of success, but the credibility factor is priceless. When you reach out to a new prospect, I mean, not to mention the people that see you on TV, the exposure you get, the media that then contacts you as a result, the customers that contact you, the people that want to buy your books who contact you, that's all great. But the way I use it is in a more proactive approach to reach out to prospects who don't necessarily know who I am. Obviously, I'm a fan of cold calling. That's what I teach. It's what I do. So to be able to reach out to somebody and in the introduction, you know, that I'm a regular contributor on Fox News, you know, just to give them an idea of who I am, they're like, oh. And suddenly, you are at a whole different level. And then when you tell them your daily rate, and, you know, instead of getting the shock of, oh, my God, how you charge what, they completely expect it because you've written books, you've been on TV, you've gotten this publicity. You are suddenly perceived as, it's a whole, almost like a celebrity. I mean, it is a whole new level. And so when I first, I've got four books that have been published, and when I first did that, people were like, oh, well, how much money do you make on your books? And I'm like, well, it's not about the royalty, the $2 royalty that I make on the book sale. It's about the fact that when I first became published, I doubled my daily rate. Nobody even said anything because suddenly I was a published author, and of course it's gone up many times since then. So that's the thing publicity does for you on a proactive basis to be able to market yourself. I do video sales tips newsletters, and I had been doing it on YouTube, but now what I do is when I have a TV placement, I'm always really good about giving a tip that's valuable to the viewer, and that's key. I'm not promoting myself. I'm giving a valuable tip. Now that tip becomes my video newsletter. So I'm sending out this content to my followers once a month, and it's a more subtle way. It's like, oh, you know, here's this tip on how to use sales techniques to get a job, and oh, by the way, this was done on Fox News. But that's almost secondary, but it does make them think, wow, that, you know, this person really knows her stuff because she's been on TV.
Absolutely, exactly. And that's a good way to actually leverage your publicity into your marketing. And you know, Andrea, let me ask you a question. Publicity, I always say, is one spoke of your entire marketing wheel. It is not the silver bullet. It is a tool that you can use as a silver bullet, though, that's for sure. You can embed it in your marketing initiatives, and it really is very powerful in moving your marketing along and positioning you as a leader, a thought leader in your field, an influencer. It gives you all the credibility you need to break through to all new levels of achievement and success. And you mentioned that you do some really fabulous things in terms of using your previous experiences sort of in your newsletter. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so the newsletter is just a way of sort of staying in front of my clients. You know, I have a pretty hefty database of people that want my information. And what's been really cool about that is I'm providing a valuable tip to them. It's usually sales tips since I'm a sales expert. But the cool thing that happens with that is in those news tips that I'm sending out, I'm not saying buy from me, order this, sign up here, do this. I'm just purely providing valuable content, and then it becomes the idea of the subscriber, whoever it is that's subscribing to my newsletter, it's their idea to now go buy a book or sign up for my training or refer me to someone, because I'm just strictly providing them valuable content. But the cool thing about providing them the content in the way of the publicity, whether it be a magazine article or being on TV or radio, is it's just that extra stamp of credibility that, mm-hmm. you know, here's the content, and this content is so great that Fox News wanted her to tell their viewers.
It's a very strong branding piece for you as well, branding
yes.
yourself as a top-level expert, because now your products have enhanced value in the eyes of the purchaser. Because I'll have to say something here. Who are we to tell any customers that come to our site how much they're allowed to buy? If they want to buy every single thing you have, you can sell it. You can sell your books, your DVD series, your audio series, your video series. You can sell memberships, anything you want, because when people believe in you, that's it. They believe in you to the point where they're willing to buy into everything that you have. And that's really the point where you want to get to in your business, where you are considered a leader. You are the thought leader. It's you who has the cutting-edge, next-level information, not someone else. When you get to that point, you can really grow exponentially in so many areas, not just product, not just book, not just speaking. You can do your workshops like Andrea does, and before you know it, it's explosive. Everybody wants a part of you. Everybody wants you
right. Because
you're considered number one, and everybody wants number one.
Yeah, and they'll pay extra for that.
They'll pay extra for number one because, remember, people want to invest in outcomes. And sometimes it's not a question of money, especially with the major firms. They want outcomes. They want to purchase a speaker. They want to purchase a set of services. That is an outcome. And they want to be guaranteed that they're going to get that delivery. And money is not the object. Credibility and certainty is. Certainty. When somebody says that they would like to hire you, they want the outcome. They want the certainty. Andrea presents them with a set of proof, right?
Right.
The whole set of proof, and these major media, there's no better proof than that you're a thought leader in your field, because you're right up there with all these celebrities, hosts, and experts that are always on the air every single day.
Yeah.
So you really join their leagues. I always say, if you want to be at the top, you got to hang out at the top. And what's better than hanging out at Fox News and CNN and Neil Cavuto and all those big famous shows and hosts as well?
Yeah, I had the opportunity actually to talk with a former Oprah producer who saw one of the mm-hmm. clips that Sarah was able to get me on Fox, and she was very complimentary about, you know, how well I did, and she had a good point. She said, you know, the interesting thing is there are a lot of people out there that are experts on career development and finding a job and writing a resume. You know, you're not the only one. I hate to break it to you, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
She says, but you've packaged this in such a way that you, of all the millions of people out there that have that as their shtick, if you will, you are the one that you know, Fox wanted to have come talk about it, because it was packaged in the right way, it was presented in the right way, the personality was there, the charisma, you know, all of the things that back that up. So it's really key, the whole marketing thing and personality and how it's packaged means everything.
Well, that's true too, and that's just part of working with really an expert firm. So now we can talk just a tad about the difference between the pay-for-placement business model and the retainer-based model. Now, in the pay-for-placement model, we're only paid our fee if we secure the media opportunity for Andrea. So what do we understand? We understand segment development. We understand the value of relationships and connections in all the right places, long-term relationships we have with many of these shows. We understand packaging, developing, pitching. You get one shot
right
with these national shows. And if you make a bad impression the first time, they can't trust you. Trust is the number one factor in booking these major media. So when you're working with a pay-for-placement firm, of which Annie Jennings PR is the creator of the National Pay-for-Placement Publicity Program that is sweeping the nation, as many people realize, they don't have to. They can just say no to these $50,000 retainers. Every day, someone comes across my desk who's got that offer on the table, and they say, well, what are the deliverables? And they go, well, they're going to try.
Right.
They'll try to do
no
everything.
No guarantees.
No guarantees at all.
Right.
But you'll get a nice, big, fat, and juicy report at the end of the month that says, everybody, I can give you one of those in 5 seconds or less. I can
right.
press a button and give you this amazing report that says that everybody I pitched to, and they all unfortunately said no. However, see, the pay-for-placement publicist is extremely motivated to get the job done for you, to get you booked on the show, and because that's when that's action. And that's creativity, too. And that's people working at levels of energy and levels of optimism that you don't get in a retainer-based PR firm. Now, think about this from the whole point of view of a retainer-based PR firm. They're getting their money in advance of any services provided. Now, Andrea, those of us who have ever managed employees or have children or have animals that you want to perform to do something, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to wait until they perform the action before you give the reward.
Right.
It's just simple common sense. So here's what's gone. In the retainer-based business model, they're actually paid before, you know, they deliver any results. So I don't understand what is the motivation for anybody to go the extra mile. What actually happens is, and this is more important, is that the model itself is counterproductive to outcomes, because the model removes the entrepreneurial spirit that every human being, the spirit of going out and achieving, the spirit of hunting, the spirit of making things happen, the excitement of creating, of breaking in, of getting the placement, of getting the yes, that's all taken away. All that motivation is taken away.
Right.
And these are fundamental characteristics that all of us have.
Yeah, and you want compensation. I mean, and I coach on this for the sales organizations that I work with, that you want to align compensation with the desired outcome, with the behavior that you want. And if you are paid, for instance, in the sales process, if you're paid, you know, upon collection of the invoice from the client, for example, now you've got a very expensive salesperson that's doing collections. Is that really what you want them to do? No, you want them to go out and sell the next gig, you know, go out
mm-hmm.
and get the next gig. And so with the model that Annie Jennings PR has, you know, the compensation is in alignment with the behavior that the client wants. So now you have the publicist and the client that want the same thing. They're motivated in the same way. They both want as many placements as possible. So it's just this beautiful, you know, relationship, where you're working together, you're pitching together, you're creating together, and you're truly a team.
Yeah, and I like the way that you said that, because that's exactly what I found to be true when I was working with you, or when Sarah was working with you, and I just review everything. I know everything that's going on here. And I saw how well you two worked together. You were always collaborating together on the pitches for the day, on the positioning for the day. So Andrea actually became one of our perfect clients. I'll tell you, she is. I'm going to award her that. Because she was always in it. And it was, you know, you know what else I liked about you, Andrea? You had such tremendous respect for Sarah. And, you know, I appreciate that. Because this is hard work. We're on the front lines of PR. This is, you know, we make it look easy, but there's a lot of hoops that we jump through, and there's a lot of movement, very fast-paced movement here, and managing a lot of things happening at once. And I really like that, you know, you took responsibility, you always did everything you said you were going to do, and you had a lot of respect for the publicist whom you worked with here, and that's always nice to see. Because what customers don't see, what clients don't see, is how hard this job is. We make it look easy.
Yeah, you
right?
do.
We make it look like we're handing you a silver platter packed with placements, but there's a lot of background work that goes into that.
Well, and also the thing that people need to realize is that 100% of the risk is on Annie Jennings PR. If my placement doesn't air, so let's say Sarah does all the hard work, she gets a commitment, it's live TV, I'm going to go on, and then there's breaking news, and I end up not getting on. Well, that's not Sarah's fault. This is the nature of live TV. Did she work any less to get that placement? No. But now she's not going to get paid because it didn't air. So the risk is on Annie Jennings PR. It's not on the client. The client doesn't absorb any of that risk.
That's right. And what about return on investment? I remember one time we had a client. A lot of our clients are leveraging their publicity like crazy because they're not focused on book sales. Book sales come later.
Right.
You know, when you brand yourself and you become number one or a high-powered expert in your media, in your area, due to all your media, all of your success is just going to open and open like floodgates to you. It's all going to come. You're going to sell books and products and services. I asked one gentleman, I said, could you tell me a little bit about your return on investment? And he gave me the number. He said he earned an 80,000% return.
Wow.
I said, what? 80,000% return? Well, I took out my calculator. I tried to figure it out, and my calculator blew up. I thought, kidding you, couldn't figure it out.
There aren't that many zeros on the calculator.
Exactly, because he was able to leverage it into that much opportunity and that much business, you know, for himself. This is a value. This is a tremendous return on investment when you're doing pay-for-placement publicity. It's that no $50,000 price tags here. The price tags are much less, much more reasonable, seriously. I mean, less than 10% of that. You know, I'm sure, Andrew, you spent probably less than 10% of that on those three placements.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and they are high-powered placements that now allow you to go earn a return on investment. So if you had to project what your investment, which is less than 10% of the $50,000 she spent. She spent $45,000. What would you say that would be? And just in terms of projecting, you'll double, triple that, quadruple that, or will it be 100-fold?
Oh, it'll be 100-fold easily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those things that can sometimes be a little bit hard to put a price tag on, but the thing you have to realize is that with media and these placements, placements lead to other placements. I mean, once you're in and you do a good job, not only are your customers calling and wanting to hire you and buy your books and all this, the media is now calling because, you know, they've seen you on Fox News and they go, wow, she's a great guest, and boy, it'd be easy. It's so much more easy for, you know, them to go and book somebody that they've seen, that they know, that it, you know. And so once you get in, it's like the domino effect.
That's true, and they want you back over and over again because they'd rather work with you. You're right. It's easy. You're predictable. They know you're good. They're going to look good for booking you. It's just terrific, you know. And then knowing, here's another thing with retainer. Retainer, what's the motivation to make you fabulous? Seriously, what's the motivation? Because I understand human nature and human behavior, and part of us is we want all of our clients to be amazing. So what do? We expand them. We teach people. We teach you how to apply your knowledge, credentials, experience, wisdom, education to the issues that everyone's talking about, that Fox and CNN and all the other major news organizations and TV shows are talking about. Why? That leads to ratings.
Right.
And it's all about that. So we love it when our clients expand to expand their levels of competency and explore and discover new talent areas that they had all along that now they can make into their business model.
Yeah.
Create new services because now you realize, wow, they are talking about this. What if I offer this as a consulting service? It's not just a placement and you go home.
Right.
It becomes this whole business model.
Well, and I've been so surprised by how much I've learned because I've been a sales professional for over 20 years. I've made my living selling and teaching others how to sell. So I think I'm all that in a bag of chips, and I know how to sell, and I can do this media thing on my own. Who needs a publicist? I mean, this was my attitude, you know, way back when. And I realized that even as a great salesperson, this is not the same kind of selling. There's something about writing pitches and getting the right hooks. And so Sarah's just been incredibly valuable in teaching me, like if I say, okay, here's my idea, these are my bullet points, she'll go back in and just ever so slightly tweak them, and it's just magic. I mean, and it's stuff that I would not have been able to come up with on my own. And, of course, I don't have the relationships, the contacts, or any of that. So it's been sort of humbling for me to go, yeah, as great of a salesperson as I think I am, this is a whole different ball game.
Well, here's why, too. It's because a paper placement publicist, we've got to have our finger on the pulse of what's the next segment. We know what yesterday's segment was. We may have booked it. We know what this morning's segment was on your topic, Andrea,
yeah.
But we also know what the next segment's going to be that they're going to book you on.
Mm.
And Sarah can take your talking points, and she can create them into the next segment they're looking for based on the momentum of the past and the foundation laid in the past. So it's always tomorrow's news. We know it. We know what tomorrow's news is most likely going to be in your area.
Right, right.
And that's what we do. We write future segments.
Well, and not to mention just the sheer time savings. I mean, I looked at this when I was trying to do this on my own. I thought, this is a full-time job. There
mm-hmm.
is no way that I can run my company and write books and do all the things that I do and try to be my own publicist. It's full-time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. The other piece is, you know, even if you are all that in a bag of chips, you know, having somebody else do this, I mean, you think of the time that it saves and it allows you to focus on your core competency, which is building your business and your platform.
You know, that's something that I hear from everyone that I interview, is they're very happy that they actually hired another publicist, a professional, to just go out, get them the resources, publicity placements as resources, they need to apply to their marketing to bring them to their next level. We had one real story where he actually called me up and said, you know what, I didn't use your service, and I want to come on and tell people how much I regret it right now. Because we called him. He was a you know, an expert in an area, and he says he could have saved himself 5 years it took him to recreate where we could have gotten him with that one placement.
Wow.
And he spent thousands of dollars more than what we were charging.
Yeah, I believe it.
So he came on and said what it cost him to say no, the huge cost. So there's lessons to be learned, and the whole idea here is we want to see you successful. And that's why we bring on our real stories, because I know that we're good, and I'll tell you that we're good. And when real clients can come on and say, you know, this is how it worked for me, this is my story about working with the model, the Anna Jennings PR business paper placement model, that's great for people hearing it and saying, you know, I want to buy the real thing this time. I don't want to buy a proposal that says we're going to try to do all this stuff for you with the keyword try.
Right.
You know, that's a gorgeous proposal. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure these things look amazing.
Yes.
I ask you, I say, what happened? Why did you do this? Why did you buy this product? You know, buy this retainer-based $50,000 thing. I had a guy yesterday, he spent $300,000.
Wow.
And he's on my doorstep saying, you know, where were you when I needed you? That's why we need you guys to share
the
word.
Yeah, listeners need to learn from our mistakes. Don't go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, start with Annie Jennings PR, because then you know, you're not going to waste all that time and money trying to do it a different way without getting results.
Well, and that's the sad part, too, because that's what really hurts me, is the waste of time and money and the waste of someone's ability and opportunity to live the life of their dreams, to share their destiny, to share their message, and to actually share why they are really here to begin with. They're here to share. As you know, we all are. We're all pieces of this puzzle. And they miss their opportunity to share their one piece, the piece that they're meant uniquely to share. And that's the goal here. We're in business for the betterment of all. That is our mission statement, as many people who follow us know. But the betterment of all means that your message has to be heard.
Yeah.
You have to be expanded and developed and get your chance to reach people, change lives, influence behavior, create new thought. You get to live that dream.
Yeah.
That's my goal for all of you.
Well, and the neat thing for me in working with Sarah, and here's kind of another comparison compared to the other publicists that I was working with, is that Sarah really gets me. She knows who I am. She knows what I'm about. She understands my platform. And she's offering, you know, the placements that she, potential placements she comes to me with, are right on the money. And my other publicist was just throwing everything at me, whether it was relevant or not. And I'm like, now why would I want to be, you know, in this magazine? Or why would I, that's not my topic. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. And so I kind of was getting the feeling that I was, you know, that the other publicist I work with was getting, you know, just all of these inquiries, I guess, queries. And I'm sure you guys, you know, you have these contacts with the media, so you kind of know what's out there, what journalists are looking for. And instead of hand picking and going, okay, this one's relevant, this one's relevant, I'm going to give her three that are relevant to her platform, you know, they'd give me 10 or 12 or 15, and none of them would make sense. And
well,
I'm like, okay, do you know who I am? You know, and Sarah totally guess who I am.
Well, here's the thing. We do not use any of those services, and there are services out there that sort of that email what a lot of journalists are looking for, and then you, the client, will email back. Well, a lot of publicity firms use those,
mm-hmm.
and that's where they get their leads. We don't use that. That's totally off limits for us. We do not touch any of those services. We're completely different. Remember, top-tier placements we're working only.
Right.
The highest levels that take a professional publicist to get you in the door. All those services and what you just described sounds a little like those services that are out there that tell you what journalists are looking for, and then, of course, they try to fit a square peg into a round hole, and
yep.
it doesn't work for anybody.
Right.
No. Here it's hand pitch, hand development. We go right to the exact placement we want for our client, and we work. We work to get it. And when it comes, here's the thing. When it comes between Andrea and maybe two others, we win.
Right. Yeah.
That's it, period.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Andrea, it has been so delightful speaking with you. I want to thank you for
sharing
your story.
Absolutely. It's been really fun.
You know, tell us how... There's a lot of listeners. This is going to go out all over the Internet. If you're listening now, you may have gotten it from iTunes or one of the other podcast distribution sites. It is going to be everywhere. Tell us how you can help our listeners. What services do you provide that our listeners may want to contact you for?
Well, I've written several books on sales and business, prospecting, getting referrals, setting sales appointments. My latest book is Rev Your Resume, so for anybody that's looking for a job, there's some great tips there. But the core thing that I do is the Blitz experience, and it's really designed for large companies that have sales teams that really want to fill the pipeline in one day. I mean, that's the core of what we do. I'm a sales guru, so I love selling and teaching other people how to sell.
You know, for those listening, and we're still pretty much in the thick of things in this recession, I think we have a ways to go. I mean, you could be profoundly influential to companies right now.
Yeah. Well, that's just it, and I'm fortunate, knock on wood here on my desk, I hope this doesn't come back to haunt me, but I seem to have a recession-proof business because my focus is helping companies sell. And in good times, they've got money for training, which is what we do, but in bad times, they've got to have money for new business development, which
mm-hmm.
is what we do. So in either economy, people are calling on us saying, help us get leads, help us, develop our pipeline and close sales, because that's the only way we're going to stay afloat.
Well, Andrea, you've created, this is another thing that we do a lot of teaching here, and one of the things we teach is you become the investment.
Yes.
Not the expense, but the return on investment for
right.
your clients.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you've done for yourself. Your services turn into a return on their investment. They're not throwing money away. Remember, people will invest, but they won't expense. They won't throw money away.
Yeah, and we see time after time clients tell us they get 10 to 15 times their investment back in revenue as a direct result of the appointments that are set during our Blitz days that later turn into business. So our clients don't see me as a vendor, they see me as a partner. They truly partner with CITIG Incorporated for mutual success.
Well, that's terrific, and I'm sure that anybody interested can call you for a consult, right? And you can talk to them a little bit about what you can offer their company.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's wonderful, and it's been a great conversation, Andrea. I want to thank you. Again, your website?
CITIGinc.com, S like Sam, CITIGINC.com.
And again, you've been listening to Annie Jennings, and my name is Annie Jennings of the national PR firm, AnnieJenningsPR.com. Lots more resources up on that site, so we would love to see you there, and be sure you give me a ring and say hello and see what we can do for you as well. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Andrea. Until next time.
Thank you.